Computer down in the lounge and try it?
I can try it. I haven't. I should.
Okay, so what we're doing now is moving along. And the question is let's just recall. So why did the Chacham set up Erev Tavshilin? So we have two positions. We have Rava and Rav Ashi. Rava and Shmuel are kind of together. I'm just going to call it Rava. Okay? So Rava holds the reason why is because there's a danger. You kind of can look at it like this. I mean, there's a way to look at it is that you have when Shabbos and Yontif come out back to back, Yontif Shabbos, so deraisa you could cook, no problems. But midrabanon, they saw a problem. And because of this problem, they set up Erev Tavshilin to rectify the problem. What's the problem? Is it a problem? Is it a Shabbos problem or is it a Yontif problem? In other words, when Shabbos exists on its own and Yontif exists on its own, we're all good. But now when you coincide Shabbos and Yontif to Shabbos, so that creates a problem. A problem with Yontif or a problem with Shabbos? Okay, those are the choices. So Rava says the problem with Shabbos. What's the problem with Shabbos? See, Shabbos always gets an Erev Shabbos, which means is that since Shabbos always has an Erev Shabbos, people always prepare for Shabbos very well. Sufficiently. No one's going to eat up all their food on Erev Shabbos. Everyone knows Shabbos is coming up. So that's part of the institution of Shabbos is that it has an Erev Shabbos that comes with it. Okay? But this Shabbos, so to speak, doesn't quite have an Erev Shabbos because its Erev Shabbos is Yontif. And on Yontif, everybody eats all their food. And everyone gets excited and has a big party. And it's a risk that people are going to forget about Shabbos and they're going to end up eating all their food. So what they did is they set up a mitzvah Erev to remind the person that Shabbos is coming up. Like you place it from before Yontif, so before Yontif you're on guard, that you're remembering, oh yeah, Shabbos is coming up. I put aside food for Shabbos, so Shabbos is coming up, and I have a physical reminder on my table or whatever, Shabbos is coming up, don't eat up all your food on Yontif. Okay, it's a reminder so that to protect Kavod Shabbos, to make sure that you don't eat up all your food on Yontif. But it's the Yontif Shabbos, you know, coincidence, or the Yontif Shabbos back-to-back creates diminishes or creates a risk of your Erev Shabbos, namely your worry, your preparedness for Shabbos comes into question. And that's what the Rabbanon set up Erev Tavshilin. So far so good, that was the Rabbanon. Rav Ashi learns, no, it's not because of Shabbos, it's because of Yontif. Which means is that on Yontif, you're allowed to cook for that day. Okay, you're always allowed to cook on Yontif for that day. Now, when it comes out to Shabbos, the day becomes an extended day, and you're for allowed to cook Yontif to Shabbos as well. But the problem is it looks like you're cooking for Yontif to after Yontif. And therefore, people get confused and think that you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Chol. So therefore, the Erev reminds you that you're only allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos because Shabbos is one Kedusha with Yontif. But it's only because I have this Erev. The Erev reminds me that this is a special type of a day that allows me to cook from Yontif to after Yontif, but ordinarily I can't. Okay? These are the two positions why they're on set up Erev Tavshilin. So far, so good? Okay. So now the Gemara says it's just going to try to resolve who's right. Okay?
So one guy said it's protecting Shabbos, the other one says protecting Yontif.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So it says, Bishlama, this is the fourth wide line. Bishlama, fourth Tosafot Amud Beis, it says, Bishlama, the Rav Ashi, did to Amar Kadesh Yomru, Ein Ofen Mi Yontif L'Shabbos, Hainu Deme Erev Yontif In, Yontif Lo. According to Rav Ashi, the whole thing is that a person will say that you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, certainly you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Chol, right? It's protecting Yontif. Now I understand why you have to place the Erev Tavshilin before Yontif. Okay? Why? Why do I understand that? Rashi. Bishlam l'Rav Ashi. The Amar l'Kavod Yontif Tignu, that was set up for protecting Kavod Yontif. Kadesh Yomru, Aser l'Haskil l'Bishulei Shabbos b'Yontif, so people will say, it's prohibited just to begin the cooking of Shabbos on Yontif. Hainu the Me'er of Yontif, Hotzer l'Hasoso, that's why you have to make it on Erev Yontif.
Erev, meaning just the night before, we're not taking the case now, it's like a week before, right?
No. Arrogantes. So why do you have to do it before? No, at least on Erev. Let's just say at least on Erev Yantif. Before Yantif, you have to begin before, not on Yantif. You can't place it on Yantif. That's what I mean. Not on Yantif. So why is it? So what's the idea? What's pshat? Why is it that according to Rav Ashi, it's clear that you have to place it on before Yantif? Why can't you place it on Yantif?
Because then you're starting your bishul on Yantif.
Exactly. Because the whole thing is that you can't make Yantif into a prep day for Shabbos. You can't begin your bishul on Yantif. So the way you get around that is by placing it before Yantif. And beginning your preparation for Shabbos before Yantif. And now on Yantif, you're just continuing that which you already begun. So by definition, you have to place it before Yantif. If you place it on Yantif, then that's making Yantif a prep day. That's the whole Isser. The whole Isser is that you can't begin your bishul on Yantif. So you have to begin it and place the Erev before Yantif. Right? It's just by definition. At least according to Rashi. Okay? Let's go with Rashi. But at least according to Rashi, it is by definition. It has to be. Okay? It has to be before Yantif. But let's continue the Gemara. But according to Rava. But according to Rava, the whole thing is to remind you not to eat up all your food on Yantif. Right? The whole thing is to remind you that make sure that you save food for Shabbos. My area, Mayor of Yantif, I feel Yantif Nami. Why does it have to be? Why does it choose that you have to place on Erev Yantif, even if you place it on Yantif? Rashi. And the Rava, the Amar Kadeshi Yivro, according to Rava, says it's in order to select, to choose a portion of stuff for Yantif, for your Shabbos. I feel Yantif, Ya'asehu, Lefnesu, does Yantif. Yishkan Zechir Shabbos, Liver Manosav. Place it before the meal, your Yantif meal. There'll be enough, and then you'll be able to remember Shabbos in order to give it portions. Right? In other words, if the whole thing is to make sure that you don't eat too much food on your Yantif meal, to make sure that you don't eat it all up, you don't eat up all your Shabbos food, so as long as you place it before your Yantif meal, and on your Yantif meal, it's sitting there on the table, that's when the risk is. The risk is during Yantif lunch. So as long as you place your Erev before Yantif lunch, right, before Yantif lunch, you should be fine. You should be fine, because there's nothing really to do with the cooking. According to him, it's nothing to do with really cooking. The whole problem is that you're worried about that Yantif, Erev Shabbos is Yantif. You're worried the guy's going to eat too much. So you just have to put it in your mind and make sure he doesn't eat too much. Fine, so place it on Yantif itself. Why is the halacha that you have to place it in the Erev Yantif? Right? If it's because of bishul on Yantif and you have to begin your bishul before Yantif, I understand, of course that's what you do before. But if the whole thing is because to make sure that in my Yantif meal I'm aware and I don't eat up all my food, so then as long as you place it before your Yantif meal, it should be fine. Right? It should be fine. But that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says it seems you have to place it May Erev Yantif. I mean, according to this way, the whole thing really is, it's really just to remind you to eat. But the only thing is, the way they remind you not to eat it all up. So the way they do that is they say you're chayiv to place it. How do they say you're chayiv to place it? They say you're not allowed to cook unless you place it. And that's the way they do it. The way they force you to place it is they say you're not allowed to cook for Shabbos unless you place it. Okay, so therefore, that's like a way of forcing the guy to do it. Because if you don't place the Seder Shabbos, you're not going to be able to cook for Shabbos. So this way, they make sure that you end up placing it. But why do I have to place it before Yantif? Why isn't it sufficient just to place it before my Yantif meal? And as long as I place it before my Yantif meal, then it will be a reminder, and now I'll be able to cook for the rest of the day. Right, is this clear? Is there a question? Is this Shalom Gemara? Yeah. Okay, so Levi asks just a question on Rava. What do you have to create the Esser altogether? Just say, if I had to place an Erev Toshila, and I'll remind you to leave over your food. Right? Who needs to say you're not allowed to cook? Why is that relevant altogether? According to Rav Ashi, you understand, because the whole thing is about cooking. But according to Rava, that the thing is really just to make sure that a guy leaves over food for Yantif, for Shabbos, he doesn't eat it all up. What's the whole point of having an Esser of cooking? Just say, if I have to place an Erev Toshila. To remind you. Just before we answer that question, so the Gemara basically has a question, right? According to Rava, why do you have to place it on Erev Yantif? Why not just place it on Yantif itself? So the Gemara answers, you're right, in a Hanami. Really, you should, you're right, it should be that you could place it on the Yontif itself. Ela gezerah shem yefsha. It's a gezerah that a guy may get, become negligent and not do it. Rashi. Shem yefsha, yishka, lo yarev, mishem detarit. Maybe on Yontif, he's very busy. He's busy with Yontif. Is that right? He's busy preparing for his Yontif meal, whatever. Yontif is a busy day. So the guy's going to forget. He's not going to place an Erev Tavshilin. So basically what they said is that that you're chayev to place it before Yontif, part of your preparation for Yontif. Once it's Yontif, the guy's going to be too busy and he's going to forget. So therefore, the Mechal, they're chayev you to place it early. Makes sense. Yontif's a busy day. There's a whole slum bustle. Everyone's involved in Yontif. The guy's going to end up forgetting. So this is why they said, before you get involved in the whole thing, place it on Erev Yontif. Part of your preparing for Yontif is you have to put aside your Erev Tavshilin and remember. But in theory, you're right. They're saying is in theory, according to Rava, it really would have worked. But the Rabbanon said that if they left it to the last moment, the guy's going to forget, so the guy's going to be negligent about it. So he said you got to do it earlier. Okay, that's fine. So what about us? So we're back to Levi's question. So why? What's that have to do with this or cooking? Yeah, I'm thinking of a different answer, but it's kind of a pshat answer here. I don't really see it working. Just to say, oh yeah, you're chayiv to place the Erev. I mean, the whole thing, look, you're chayiv to do Kavod Shabbos. You're chayiv to leave food over for Shabbos. But the point is it worth it? Worried about the guy forgetting. Right? Now, I think, like, to just be mechayiv a guy, the chayiv to place an Erev to Shilin. Why? Just because, like, you're chayiv to. Like, without some sort of a consequence. Like, I feel like people are going to also be just equally remiss in doing that. Like, it could be, it's like the way, like, you have to give some teeth to the chiyuv. It's not like a, like, what is it? It's just a reminder. It's like, you know, in order to make sure, it's not like a very exciting mitzvah. It's in order to make sure that people do it, so you have to say, hey, if you want to be cooking for Shabbos, which you do, Shabbos is coming up, you know, you got to place Erev Tavshilin. And this is reminding you to make sure, to leave food over for Shabbos. And if you don't do that, then you don't care about Shabbos, that you're not going to place a reminder to make sure you cook for Shabbos, then you're not going to be able to cook for Shabbos altogether. Then you're really going to be in trouble. You're not going to have any food for Shabbos, or, you know. So basically, it forces a guy who has an idea, playing on his feeling of having a covered Shabbos, that he wants to respect Shabbos, because that's what he's going to say. What do you mean I'm not going to have any food for Shabbos? I know you can have food for Shabbos. Just make sure you place your Erev. So it's like, it's a way of forcing the guy. You bring to his mind Kavod Shabbos, because you tell him, hey, you're not going to be allowed to cook for Shabbos. You're not going to have any food for Shabbos if you don't do this thing. And thereby you're mechayev him to do, oh, you're concerned about Kavod Shabbos, so make sure you place an Erev, because otherwise you're really not going to be able to have food for Shabbos. Yeah. What I'm saying is that they're worried about a danger, is that people are going to end up going to neglect Yontif. They're going to neglect Shabbos. There's a chashash. There's a real danger here that people, given that they're doing Yontif, and Yontif is a party day, they're going to end up neglecting Shabbos. And you have to make something that's going to work to remind everybody and make it work that everybody's going to do it. So Chacham have to evaluate whether the thing is going to be placed. I mean, if people are just going to neglect the halacha, then it's not going to really do anything. So they have to do it in a way which has some strength to it. People are moved by a prohibition and more than by a chiyuv. If you say that you're not allowed to cook unless you do this, they'll say, oh, well, what do I do? Where do I sign up? What do I have to do? But if you just say, oh yeah, you're chayiv to do it, so it's less, there's less of a drive for people to do that kind of a thing. It's more of a tendency of people to mess up and to not place it. So it's like the takana, in order to have teeth to it, they set up an isser. I mean, it's so to speak, it's not exactly. Like, for instance, you're not allowed to have chametz on Pesach. Right? But the Rabbanon says is that if you do leave chametz in your house over Pesach, then it's asr. Chametz over Pesach is asr. In the Rabbanon.
It's a knas.
It's a knas. So the saying is that we're worried that people are going to not be so quick to get rid of their stuff. Right, or they're not going to search it out, or they're not going to whatever it is, you know. So the Rabbanon says is to make sure that people are diligent about the thing. They basically says that if there's a consequence, you're not going to get to keep the food anyways. It's going to be elsewhere. So So at certain times, the Chachamim have to, the Chachamim are trying to legislate things, and they're worried about people making mistakes, and they're trying to protect Kavod Shabbos, so they have to do it in a way which is going to work. I mean, they're coming along to fix the danger of Kavod Shabbos, that Shabbos will be neglected. So they have to do it in a way which is going to move the people to make sure everybody does it. Now, if your Shabbos, if your cooking for Shabbos is on the line, so every Jewish woman is going to make sure that her husband plays the Nerev Tashilin because she knows she's not going to be able to cook any Shabbos meals otherwise. If she would be able to cook Shabbos meals otherwise, there's no repercussion. It just says, oh yeah, you're chayav to place it. Look, it's a busy day, Erev Yom Tov. A guy's going to want to get around to doing it. But if there's a consequence and there's a repercussion, if you don't do it, then people are going to be more diligent about doing it. So it's like you have to be concerned about the practicalities of the thing being set up. So here you're forcing them with the very thing that you're worried about. And you're worried about Kavod Shabbos. So you're going to tell them, hey, you will care about Kavod Shabbos. You see that you're upset if you're not going to be able to cook for Shabbos. So now if you really care about Kavod Shabbos, because I'm telling you, the intelligent way to care about Kavod Shabbos is to place an Erev to remind you. Because if you don't, then you're going to end up, it's very nice, you care about it and you want to cook and all that, but bottom line is you're going to end up eating up all your food. So this is like the way they're forcing Kavod Shabbos. They're forcing people to have foresight about their Kavod Shabbos. Not just to say, yeah, we want to cook for Shabbos. But they're saying is, look, I know you want to cook for Shabbos, but you're only allowed to do it if you think about intelligently about how to do Kavod Shabbos. You can't just do Kavod Shabbos, leave it for later, and say, I'll cook later. That's true, that's a nice plan, but you're going to have no food left. So they said, listen, if you don't do it, then it's going to be too late.
And the zecher is that the Erev is like you're setting aside food
for Shabbos.
For Shabbos already, so
yeah, right.
It reminds you to set aside more food.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now, the fact that you have food on your table, basically, even though you're in the middle of your Yontif meal, you have food which is set aside on the table, which is not to be eaten on Yontif.
Right.
But it's for Shabbos.
It's like the perfect zecher.
Yeah, it's a perfect zecher. It's saying, yeah, so there's another food. There's on deck circle. There's, yeah, Shabbos is on deck, waiting for, so now make sure you leave your food, right? In fact, there's an interesting Ron. I'll just read it to you because I think it's related to this point. Is he asks a question. He says the whole thing is set up for your Kavod Shabbos, right? He says there's a halacha that if you eat your Erev or you lose your Erev, you're not allowed to cook, right? You're not allowed to cook from Yom to Shabbos, right? If a guy loses it,
right?
So he says the whole thing is Kavod Shabbos. So now if the guy loses his Erev, now what are you going to do? Tell him don't cook for Shabbos? The whole thing is to protect Shabbos. So how are you going to tell the guy that you're the guy who placed an Erev and he lost it? And now you're going to tell him he can't cook for Shabbos? Now what's going to happen to Shabbos now? Right? He has nothing, there's no cover Shabbos. So he says, no. He says, better to not have a Hana'a this Shabbos, and he'll be able to have Hana'a on all the other Shabbosos. Because if you allow the guy to cook when the Erev is lost, then he's not going to be careful about it. He'll lose it, or he'll eat it, and he won't, then he will, then next year, every other year, he's not going to end up leaving stuff over for Shabbos. Right? So you're saying is you can't make an exception. Of course, if a guy is lazy and says, I don't care about a cover of placing the Erev, of course the guy, you can't allow him to cook. Because otherwise, people aren't going to do the mitzvah. They're not going to set it up. But even if you allow the guy, if the thing is eaten, then it doesn't function to remind the guy. So now what are you going to say? Yeah, but he meant to. He tried hard. Yeah, but the point is that once you allow the thing to be a matir, once you allow the guy to cook without the presence of the Erev, so now he's not going to be careful about keeping it. And the whole hacker, the whole reminder works because it's there on his table. So therefore, even though this year, unfortunately, the guy who by accident lost it is going to end up having a bad Shabbos, but this is a societal gezeirah to protect Shabbos for every single Shabbos, for every time this thing happens. And once you start making exceptions, it doesn't work anymore. So basically, it said is that the matir for you to cook is only that you have the Erev, and that will be a reminder. And otherwise, you're not going to be allowed to cook. That's just like, in Takana, they have to be concerned about what's going to work for the people. You know what I mean? So that's the way it's working. No, that's a good point. It's like people could always say, oh, I'll remember. Don't worry. I'm going to set up a reminder. Don't worry. I'll remember. It's a kind of thing people can rationalize. It's a you to make a reminder. People say, I don't know. I remember. I remember on my own. I don't need a reminder. Whatever. You know, but the idea is, that's an empty yes, sir. The Isser basically says is they realize you're serious. They're not just saying is you have to remember, but they're actually setting up an Isser. But if you just told her, yeah, they had to place a reminder, you know, like your mother, you know, like your mother tells you, remember, put a reminder so you don't forget it. Don't worry, Mom, I'll remember. Like, it's the kind of thing. People don't like hearing that kind of thing. It's annoying. They don't want to do it. So you just set up a chiv, a reminder. People aren't going to do it. But if he has teeth to it, then they're going to do it. I mean, I'm not saying every Durabana and every Takana needs something like this, but I mean, I would think each time you have to think into it. But it's reasonable in this case that you could see that it's people wouldn't be so careful about it. And they do it, they wouldn't be careful. You got to make it absolute that everyone's doing this thing, because there's a danger here. So you got to make sure everyone's doing this thing. So the way they do it is that they set it up with a built-in Isser. Not just a Chiyav, like a Chiyav. A Chiyav from what? What's a Chiyav? It's weak. And you see, I mean, that this is like, you see that they're worried about the people, because you see, for instance, what's saying is that intrinsically, really, it would be sufficient to place it on Yontif itself. But saying that wouldn't work, because people are busy on Yontif, so they say I have to place it on Erev Yontif. So you see, the whole thing is set up in a way which is taking into account all the factors about how this thing is going to work. They're worrying about people's behaviors and people's forgetfulness and laziness and whatever, and therefore they have to set up in a way which is most designed, most appropriate to really work, to get the guy to do it. Okay, now let me ask a question. Okay, so back, remember, according to Rashi, there's no problem according to Rav Ashi, why you have to place an Erev Yontif. Because the whole idea was it's Aschalas Bishul, that you begin your Bishul beforehand, right? So of course you have to begin to do it on Erev Yontif. Otherwise you're not beginning it beforehand, correct? But what about according to, let's say, the Rambam? According to the Rambam. Right, according to the Ravid, I guess it's good also. Because according to the Ravid, what was the idea? Your Ma'ariv, it said this is Erev Yontif, and you're just preparing your Yontif needs, and you're preparing your Shabbos needs also. So you're like joining together the prep for a Shabbos with the prep for Yontif. But if you did it on Yontif itself, so then you said, look, you prepared for Yontif on Erev Yontif, now you're preparing for Shabbos on Shabbos, you're not joining them together. The way you join them together is by doing it on Erev Yontif. Right? That makes sense. But according to the Rambam, you were just trying to make a heker. You're just trying to make a heker that this is one day. So when you cook on Yontif, your cooking is a cooking which is based upon a reminder that you're cooking on Yontif for Shabbos, because Yontif and Shabbos are one day. Right? Now the point is that your cooking, you have to be somech on this Erev. That in your cooking, it's also to cook, unless you make it clear, you underscore that there's a heker, that you're cooking because it's Yontif to Shabbos. Right? So why is it clear? Why do you have to say you have to do that before? Why is it possible that you have to do that before Yontif? Maybe do that on Yontif. Why is it necessarily to be before Yontif? All right. I mean, I think Max is right. Tell me, I think this is what you're saying. Then the whole, what's the problem? Problem is you're not allowed to cook on Yontif to Shabbos, because if you cook from Yontif on Yontif for Shabbos, then you're gonna get confused. You're allowed to cook on Yontif for after Yontif, right? So let's say I didn't place an Erev Tavshila on Erev Yontif, right? So what am I going to do? I'm going to place an Erev Tavshila now. But what does it mean, place an Erev Tavshila now? It means to cook.
Right.
My Erev Tavshila, which is my food for Shabbos. Like that's what it is. That's what Erev Tavshila is that you're basically, you're putting aside this food on cooking on Yontif for Shabbos, and thereby as a reminder that Yontif and Shabbos are joined. Right? So that is a maisa of cooking from Yontif to Shabbos, but I need a permit to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. So if I place it on Erev Yontif, so now I have a permit to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. But if I didn't do it on Erev on Yontif to Shabbos, so what am I doing? How am I cooking this thing? How do I cook my Erev Tashil? This Erev Tashil isn't my Yontif food. If it's my Yontif food, it's not going to be a very good reminder. The whole point is I'm cooking it and putting it aside. That's the reminder. But this one, basically, I'm cooking for Shabbos. But you have no idea, you need a permit to cook for Shabbos. The whole permit to cook for Shabbos is that you've cooked, you've put aside this Erev beforehand. Right? The permit, it can't be its own permit. Right? But according to Rava, that really the thing is just to remind you to leave food over for Shabbos. And the only way they gave that strength and teeth is by saying you're not allowed to cook unless you do that. So say that I'm not allowed to cook from here on in, unless I place it. I could cook on the beginning part of Rosh Shabbos. What's the problem with cooking on the beginning part of Rosh Shabbos? Just say is that from your Seudas Shabbos, from the Seudas Yontif, you're not allowed to cook unless you place Erev Tov Shilin. There's no reason why it has to be also to cook all day long. The whole point is that prior to Seudas Shabbos, you're chayav to place this thing, if you don't, then you're not allowed to cook after that point. Right? There's no problem. The whole problem, according to Rava, is because of Seudas Yontif. So therefore, just say the kisser kicks in after Seudas Yontif. What do you have to say that it's also to cook the whole day? Say I'm allowed to cook in the morning, and I'm allowed to cook in the morning and place an Erev Tov Shilin. And if I don't do that, then it's going to be too late. Then I'm not allowed to place it anymore. But that's the question. Why do you have to? Why can't you just place it in the morning and set up the halacha? The isser is only when, as long as the chiyuv. And the isser, according to Rava, the isser stems from the chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to place an Erev Tov Shilin, and the way they made that isser, the chiyuv, strong is by placing an isser. So if the chiyuv is the chayav to place it on the era of Yontif, so then the Isser is going to kick in right at the beginning of Yontif. But if the chayav is, you chayav to place it before your Seudas Yontif, so then the Isser would be also from when your Seudas Yontif begins. The Isser, the Zman of the Isser is going to be, timing of the Isser is going to be totally based on when your chayav to place the Erev is. Because that's why it's Asr. It's Asr to cook without the Erev. So when you chayav to place the Erev. So just make the according to Rava, make the chayav to place it before the meal. So that's what answers, no, because the guy's going to forget. But according to Rava, Ravashi, is the Isser is because you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos without a hacker. Right? So therefore, of course, you have to place it beforehand. Otherwise, you're not allowed to cook. And placing the Erev is essentially cooking. And even if they're not cooking, it's preparing. I mean, simple pshat is you're cooking. I mean, even though you don't have to actually cook it, there's no halacha. We'll get to this at some point, but you don't have to actually cook it beforehand. Like you just go to your fridge and take an egg out and and place it. It's really the placing of the Erev, which is interesting how that works, because it sounds here that you're actually making the top shell, you're cooking it, you're beginning, you know. But let's hold off on that. But it seems it's pretty clear that that's the case, which is a question, let's say, in Rashi, who says your mastil, your preparation earlier, you know. But let's hold off on that. Okay, we good? So one last thing is, what happens if a guy forgets to place his Erev Tov Shilin on Erev Yontif? Okay? Let's say he forgets to place on Erev Yontif. So now what happens? Okay? Now what happens? So could he place it on Yontif before his Seudas Shabbos? After his Seudas Shabbos, that's the whole problem, is you guys get worried about that. You're worried a guy's going to end up forgetting his stuff. But let's say the Gemara is basically saying is intrinsically, really, you should be able to place it anytime before Seudas Shabbos. It's just a Roman or worried a guy's going to forget. So, but let's say I did forget. I forgot to place it in the first place. So now what do I do? So on the surface, you'd say, what would you say on the surface?
Yeah, he's not allowed to place it.
Tough break. Too late, right? Correct. Right, you think so. Right, because that's the thing. I mean, that's the reason, but bottom line is that's what they set up. So let's see Mordechai says, Pam achas shachach Rav Shmuel me Bunberg. One time, Shmuel Bunberg forgot. V'lo ir v'erev yantif. V'lo nizker el yantif sheni. Only remembered on the second day of yantif. Devada ein mol tanai, kim yantif rishon, and you can't make a tanai. Forget about that. So the Hora and he paskin she yavashlu behashkama liyantav harve viyosiru l'shabbos. Okay, so one thing is he said you just cook a lot on yantav and then you leave some over for Shabbos. So let's forget about that out there. V'olah l'lasa erev tashin l'achshav yantav sheni. Okay, and he says you could place the erev tashin now on yantav sheni. Uposig b'divrei sofrim halach achar hamekel. Right, so he says, because really this is a machlokas. According to Rav Ashi, remember, of course you can't place it on Yontif. You can't place it on Yontif, right? Because all these things we just said. Rav Ashi, you have to place it on Erev Yontif. That's the whole point. But according to Rava, it says, really, you should be able to place it on Yontif, intrinsically. So he says, first of all, we paskin is the Rabbanon, so we paskin like Rava. So Rava's more lenient. Okay? But Rava also says you can't place it on Erev. But he says, But he says, "Uparach l'gmaris, I feel beyond the sheni nami. You should be able to place it on yantav. Mishani shami yevsha. Maybe you'll forget. Mashma halav hachi. But if not for the maybe you'll forget, yachal lein yechiv doshilin. If you meant v'atzma, right? So apparently, if not for this chashash, maybe you're going to forget. You'd be allowed to place it on yantav. V'kimash hashachach dein kam shia. And since you forgot, you weren't a posheya, you weren't negligent. Yaniach v'yantav atzma, so you can place it on yantav itself. Okay." So he says the whole thing is because maybe you guys are going to forget. So if you're lazy and you just mamish or are negligent about it, then of course the whole thing is to prevent you from forgetting. So you can't just say, oh yeah, I was negligent, let me do it. That's the whole thing, is they're trying to prevent that. But if it's a legitimate forgetting, it wasn't pshia, so he says this is that you can still do it. You can still do it on Yantaf according to Rava. According to Rashi, you're not going to be able to, but he says since it's the Rabbana, you can be Mekel. And you go like Rava. He says, you can place it. Right? So this is a machlokas. I mean, I don't think most hold like this. I forgot how we pass it. The basis brings it down. I don't think we're making it like this. I think we all do can't. But what's that machlokas?
Okay. But wait,
yeah, Rava Paskin's Yechayev to place an Erev Yantif. But the Mordechai or Shmuel Barnberg is posking that he's saying is Achille you have to. But if you forgot, then B'dievet, you can still place it. Even Rava. Right?
So
okay.
David, you're allowed to.
Okay.
Yeah, so what do you...
So I want to know, so what's the machlokas? Well, what's the svara for that? So I mean, David, you're allowed to. And what's the machlokas? I mean, others argue on that. Other Rishonim argue, I'd say. Whether the Yevet, according to Rabbi, you're allowed to do it on, you know?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one question. Another question, so let's think about that for tomorrow. Another question I'd like to do is, you may ask a question, is like, okay, so Rava, this is a funny machlokas here between Rava and Rashi. Like, who cares, so to speak? Like, what's an afgmena? Do they set it up because of this, or do they set it up because of that? Like, is there any difference practically, or is it just like a theoretical, I wonder why they set it up? Right? Like, what's the difference? Right? Is there any difference? So the Rosh says, yes, there's a difference. Okay? The Rosh says there's a practical nafkamina. And he says, Yura the nafkamina benyashneitam, del Rava tzarech la'arev dafkab erev yantif. According to Rava, you have to do it specifically on erev yantif, kadesh yivra mani yafel Shabbos. Since the whole thing is that you'll place food for Shabbos, you'll leave food over for Shabbos, so you have to place the thing on erev yantif. Well, Rav Ashi, yachal arev, feel kodem erev yantif. So, but according to Rav Ashi, who's saying is that you need a reminder so that you're not allowed to cook without being somech on this reminder, so he says you're allowed to place it even beforehand. V'yantav shel sukkah shechalias b'chamishi b'shabbos yachalara v'yantav erev echad l'shabbos yu l'shabbos haba. So when you have, let's say, like we just had this year, like two, three-day yantavs in a row, so you could place one erev on Thursday before the first days, and then save that erev and keep it in your fridge or whatever, and it will last for the second days also. According to Rava. I'm sorry, according to Rav Ashi, that the whole thing is to remind you about this, or of cooking from Yantav to Chol, so he's saying is you could place it early. But according to Rava, that the whole thing is to remind you about Kavod Shabbos, he's saying you can't. So why is that dependent on, that's my question, why is that dependent on Rava and Rav Ashi? I mean, you have to think it through. What does that have anything to do with it? Why is, in theory, you could say for both of them, you have to place it on Erev, or in theory, both of them, you could say you have to place it, you know, you could place it before. Like, you just have to think through, like, what's the... Why is that? And does that matter how you learn Rav Ashi's Shita? Does it matter like Rashi, the Rambam, the Rosh? Does it make a difference? I mean, we just have to think through. I mean, the Rosh is claiming that that's the difference between the two positions. So I think we should think through based on our understanding of Rava and Rav Ashi to whether that should matter. And the surface, it does. I mean, I think you have to explain it. It's not obvious why that's relevant. Yeah. Okay. Any questions? So I guess we'll take up. So I guess for tomorrow, let's try to do that Mordechai. The first question, you know, whether or not v'dievet you're allowed to do it on Yontif, place it on Yontif, and then the Machlo the Rosh is saying Nafkamina between Rosh and Rashi is whether you could place it more than one day beforehand. Which that was Mars's question, right? Whether it has to be specifically on Erev Yontif or you could even place it beforehand, right? I mean, it's kind of against what we were saying, right? What we were saying is that according to Rashi is that you're joining together the needs of Shabbos Yantif. It's, yes, specifically you think it has to be on Erev Yantif. But he's saying no, that according to Rashi it could be earlier. So I don't know, we have to think this thing through. It's not so simple. Okay.